Psalm 69. To the chief musician, upon Shoshanim, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into the depths of waters, and the flood overfloweth me. I am weary with my crying, my throat is parched, mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. Thou, O God, knowest my foolishness, and my trespasses are not hidden from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, Lord, Jehovah of hosts, be ashamed through me. Let not those that seek thee be confounded through me, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, confusion hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's sons. For the zeal of thy house hath devoured me, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee have fallen upon me. And I wept, my soul was fasting, that also was to my reproach. And I made sackcloth my garment. Then I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate talk of me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, Jehovah, in an acceptable time. O God, in the abundance of thy loving kindness, answer me according to the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire. Let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the depths of waters. Let not the flood of waters overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth upon me. Answer me, O Jehovah, for thy loving kindness is good. According to the abundance of thy tender mercies, turn toward me, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Answer me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul, be its redeemer, ransom me because of mine enemies. Thou knowest my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am overwhelmed, and I looked for sympathy, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Yea, they gave me gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and their very welfare a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let the fierceness of thine anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate. Let there be no dweller in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk for the sorrow of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous. But I am afflicted and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me secure on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it shall please Jehovah more than an ox, a bullock with horns and cloven hoofs. The meek shall see it. They shall be glad. Ye that seek God, your heart shall live. For Jehovah heareth the needy, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let heavens and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, and they shall dwell there, and possess it. And the seed of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein.